Nolte, only heroes in hashtag MeToo's ocean of female frauds are Tara Reid and Rose McGowan. By John Nolte on May 20, 2020. Tara Reid and Rose McGowan are the only remaining heroes in hashtag MeToo's vast and cynical ocean of female frauds. How much courage does it take to launch a hashtag MeToo attack on a Brett Kavanaugh? On a Supreme Court nominee backed by a Republican president? Much less a Republican president named Donald Trump? None. Zip. Zero. Nada. How much courage does it take to launch a hashtag MeToo attack on a Donald Trump? On a Republican hated by the establishment in both parties? None. Zip. Zero. Nada. And yet these accusers, these proven liars and or cranks are treated as heroes. As truly brave, even though they did the most popular thing imaginable. Attack conservatives with false allegations. Which just so happens to be the fastest way to earn national fame. Media adoration, book contracts, speaking fees, and status as a female icon. There's nothing heroic about these women, most especially Kavanaugh's multiple accusers. All of whom were exposed as liars, most especially Christine Blasey Ford. It's just a sad fact, a sad truth, that coming forward with allegations against a Republican means you have nothing to lose and the whole world to gain. What that means is that the only true hashtag MeToo heroes left standing today, the only true hashtag MeToo role models who remain are Tara Reid and Rose McGowan. Reid had and has everything to lose by exposing Joe Biden, the presumptive Democrat nominee, which makes him the only man who can stop Trump from winning a second presidential term. This means Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, will stop at nothing to protect Biden, which is exactly what we are seeing. While fraud feminist Democrats like Nancy Pelosi, Kirsten Gillibrand, Dianne Feinstein, Kamala Harris, Gretchen Whitmer, and Stacey Abrams are either smearing Reid as a liar or lying on Biden's behalf, you have far-left media outlets like the New York Times, Politico, ABC News, PBS, and the AP going back to the 90s. Back to the bad old protect predator Bill Clinton days when the corporate media launched massive and coordinated campaigns of personal destruction to smear Clinton's victims. Heroic godmothers of the hashtag MeToo movement like Juanita Broderick, Paula Jones, and Kathleen Willey. But, despite all this, Tara Reid just keeps on keeping on. And as they launch their campaign to annihilate Tara Reid, the media want us to forget that Tara Reid's seven pieces of corroborating evidence to back up her claim Biden violently sexually assaulted her in 1993, and that is seven more than the women who accused Trump and Kavanaugh. As they launch their campaign to smear Tara Reid as a bitter liar, the media want us to forget no fewer than nine other women have accused Biden of sexual misconduct. As they attempt to make us forget Tara Reid exists by freaking out over Trump taking a prescription drug and lying about increased coronavirus deaths in Texas, the media want us to forget Biden is engaging in a cover-up of his Senate papers, which might hold an eighth piece of corroborating evidence, the sexual harassment complaint Reid says she filed against him, the one that got her fired. You might ask, what about the hashtag MeToo women who came forward and brought down all the terrible men in left-wing Hollywood and the left-wing media? What about the women who brought down Harvey Weinstein and Matt Lauer and Charlie Rose and Bill Cosby? Aren't they heroes? Why aren't you including them? Well, I have a better question, where the fuck are they now? Where are they? Where are all these brave and selfless women? I'll tell you where they are, standing idly by in a cowardly silence as Tara Reid is hung out to dry. I'll tell you where they are, selling out the sisterhood. Selling out the entire hashtag MeToo movement to protect credibly accused predator Joe Biden because these women were always about politics and never about principle. Or they don't have the moral courage to stand by Tara Reid now that the media and Democrats have toxified her into the wrong kind of victim. Where are they now that there's real skin in the game? Now that CNN and MSNBC will vilify them for daring to stand by a politically inconvenient victim like Reid? Where are these heroes, these paragons of selflessness and bravery now? And was it not their silence that originally allowed all of these terrible men to prey on others for so many decades? Yes, and that was forgivable once. That was a silence we could empathize with. But not a second time. This second silence is not forgivable. No, the only one of these women with the courage to stand by Tara Reid is Rose McGowan. And for doing so, she is taking almost as much hate and incoming fire as Reid herself. All the other fake hashtag MeToo heroines have left Tara Reid behind. Left her on the battlefield to slowly bleed out as the very media corporations who protected Matt Lauer and Harvey Weinstein and Charlie Rose and the rest take pot shots at her. Other than McGowan, the whole hashtag MeToo movement was and is a fraud. A fraud motivated by self-dealing and partisan politics. Shame on all of them. Shame on all of them forever. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.